Texte numéro 39. Feed the world. We're fighting a losing battle, UN admits. The United Nations warned yesterday that it no longer has enough money to keep global malnutrition at bay this year, in the face of a dramatic upward surge in world commodity prices, which have created a new face of hunger. Josette Sheeran, the head of the UN's World Food Programme, WFP, said, "We will have a significant gap if commodity prices remain this high, and we will need an extra $500 million just to meet existing assessed needs." With voluntary contributions from the world's wealthy nations, the WFP feeds 73 million people in 78 countries, less than a tenth of the total number of the world's undernourished. Its agreed budget for 2008 was $2.9 billion, that's £1.5 billion. But with annual food price increases around the world of up to 40% and dramatic hikes in fuel costs, that budget is no longer enough even to maintain current food deliveries. WFP officials say the extraordinary increases in the global price of basic foods were caused by a perfect storm of factors. A rise in demand for animal feed from increasingly prosperous populations in India and China, the use of more land and agricultural produce for biofuels, and climate change. The impact has been felt around the world. Food riots have broken out in Morocco, Yemen, Mexico, Guinea, Mauritania, Senegal, and Uzbekistan. Pakistan has reintroduced rationing for the first time in two decades. Russia has frozen the price of milk, bread, eggs, and cooking oil for 6 months. India has banned the export of rice, except the high-quality basmati variety. Frederick Musso, a humanitarian policy advisor at Oxfam, explained, "For the poorest populations, 50 to 80% of income goes on food purchases. We are concerned now about an immediate increase in malnutrition in these countries, and the landless, the farm workers there, all those who are living on the edge." Much of the blame has been put on the transfer of land and grains to the production of biofuel. But its impact has been outweighed by the sharp growth in demand from a new middle class in China and India for meat and other foods, which were previously viewed as luxuries. "The fundamental cause is high income growth," said Joachim von Braun, the head of the International Food Policy Research Institute. "I estimate this is half the story. The biofuels is another 30%. Then there are weather-induced erratic changes, which caused irritation in world food markets. These things have eaten into world levels of grain storage. The impact of climate change will amplify that already dangerous volatility." Adapted from The Guardian, February 2008.